This is José Arce speaking. We are going to begin our Lacralo monthly call for the month of February. This is José Arce speaking on the Spanish channel, and I will now give the floor to Julia so that she can proceed with the roll call.
Thank you, José. Julia speaking. On today, Lacralo monthly call, we have on the Spanish channel Antonio Medina Gomez, Franco Moya, Aylan Vargas Basilio, Silvia Herlein, José Arce, Carlos Vera, Carlos Aguirre, Javier José Palero, Diego Acosta Bastidas, Alberto Soto, Gonzalo López Peña, Leon Sanchez, Johnny Loreano, and Aida Noblia. On the English channel, we have our guest speaker today, Tijani Benjima, and we have Dev Anantilaxing. We have apologies from Fatima Cambronero, Juan Manuel Rojas, and Sergio Salinas Porto. From staff today, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, Ariel Lang, and myself, Julia Charvelin. And our interpreters today are Sabrina and David. Could I please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you, and over to you, José. Jenny and Dev, this is Julia speaking. José has dropped. We are dialing him back right now.
Yes,
just so you know, there was any sound.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you. Thanks, Julia.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. We cannot hear Silvia Herlein. Silvia, is your line muted? Silvia Herlein is typing in the AC chat room, and she says that she is speaking. Interpreters cannot receive Silvia Herlein's audio. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Silvia Herlein says that she is speaking, but nobody can hear her. I don't know if there's an issue with her line or if she is muted. This is Alberto Soto speaking. José is asking if we can please introduce Tijani in the interest of time. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking from staff. Yes, of course. While José is being dialed into the call again, I would like to introduce Tijani as our guest speaker in our capacity building session He is here to speak about ICANN's working group, the cross-constituency and ALEC working group. So, Tijani, if you are ready, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much for inviting me to to participate in your call. Juan Emmanuel asked me to speak about the working groups. I will do, but I think that the best is to speak about the cross-constituency working groups, since the ALAC working groups you know very well, and some of you are even chairing them. So I think that the best is that I speak about the cross-constituency working groups. I worked in three cross-constituency working groups in ICANN. The first was the JAS working group, the Joint Applicant Support Working Group. It was a working group composed of people from the GNSO and from the ALAC, or at large in general. And this first experience for me, and I think it is also the first experience in ICANN, because I don't think there was before cross-constituency working groups, was very important experience for me, because it shows how it is not very easy to work together between constituencies at the beginning, at least. This was the if you want a difficult task, because the subject, the issue was difficult also, because finding a way to support applicants for new GTLD strings is not easy, because there is a lot of things, a lot of effects, a lot of interests, and it wasn't easy to find a way to be all together agreeing on some points, on recommendations that the board had to consider. And it was so difficult that after the first report we issued, the board asked us to more elaborate some points, especially criteria for giving support to the applicants, and we had to redraft a new charter, and we didn't manage to have a common charter between the GNSO and the ALAC. And at the end, we worked with two different charters, and at the very end, the GNSO didn't agree on our recommendations. But fortunately, it worked, and we managed to present recommendations that have been accepted by the ICANN board, and the first experience of support for new GTLD applicants was made. We weren't very happy by the result, but at least there was a first experience, and I think it was a very good experience. The second experience on cross-constituency working groups is the ICANN Academy. The ICANN Academy started as an ALAC, or at-large, initiative. And then we tried to make it a cross-constituency working group, and we managed to do so. And after 2 years of work, we now have an established working group, a real cross-constituency working group with all constituencies represented. And we implemented our first project. It was the leadership program, capacity building for a new leadership in ICANN. And in fact, our first experience wasn't for the new leadership, it was for leadership in general. And it was in Buenos Aires, as you know. This experience was, is different, very different, because it started from Alak, and then we invited people to come and to participate, and it was, if you want, smooth, more smooth than the first experience, the Jazz Working Group. There wasn't real conflicts, or there wasn't contradictory interests, but everyone tried to find the best way to help the efforts in capacity building and learning in ICANN. My third experience in the cross-constituency working groups was with the MSWG, which is the Meeting Strategy Working Group. And this also is a real cross-constituency, because all the constituencies are represented in this working group. And we worked now for, I don't know, from Beijing, I think, our first meeting. And our last meeting was in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. This is a different also experience, because the issue is also complex. It is controversial. Everyone has his own point of view. Every constituency has his has its requirements, if you want. So we was asked to find common ground and present recommendation. We finally reached a consensus on some recommendations that that will be presented to the board very soon, because our recommendations now are ready. The report is almost ready, and it will be posted to the board. Those are my three experiences in cross-constituency working groups. And tell you the truth, every experience had its own charm, if you want, its own... I learned from the three experiences, and I think it is very the difference, the diversity is very useful, is very enrich. The diversity enrich you every time you try to work in a broader environment, and I think that the cross-constituency working groups are the working groups of ICANN as a whole. And from this side, from this angle, if you want, we can consider that this is a very important way to influence the decision-making in ICANN. I think I will stop here. And let you ask me any question you want. I am ready to answer your questions. Thank you.
This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I see that Carlos Aguirre would like to take the floor. Go ahead, Carlos, please. You have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? This is Carlos. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. It's your audio is a little bit faint. Can you please speak closer to the mic? This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Is this better? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Better, Carlos, yes. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Tijani, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. I have a brief question only, because I also participated in some of these cross-constituency working groups, especially in the very first one you mentioned, the Jazz Working Group. So, I would like to know the difference between or the difference you have noticed between the Jazz Working Group and the very last one, the Meetings Working Group, the one that has to do with the organization of meetings and the like. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Tijani speaking. Yes, there is a big difference between those two working groups, because the first was a working group between the GNSO and ALAC only, and the last one was between all ICANN constituencies. This is the first difference. Second difference, the first one was about money, about giving money to people. And you understand very well how it is difficult, how it is complex to find the common ground and to approve on criteria to give money to people. There was, as you know, Carlos, and you were with us, I remember very well, there was a real fight, not in the worst meaning, but good fights, if you want, to reach some recommendations. There was, especially for developing countries, if you remember, I was fighting to get something for the developing countries, while some of the participants who are from the contracted parties and who don't perhaps understand that we have to assist or to support those applicants from developing countries. It wasn't easy to reach those recommendations, and the JAS working group had a big impact on the image of ICANN, because the new GTLD program was seen as a program of reach, for the interest of the rich also. It wasn't, people saw it as a program that was not accessible, there is not access for the poor people to this program, because of the first of the application fees, and second also for the other fees, the other costs for a technical platform, etc. And ICANN needed this program to show that ICANN is not only for rich. It was only for people from developing countries, people from communities, poor communities, etc. While for the meeting strategy working group, it is another problem, another complexity. It is about the new organization of the ICANN meetings. And tell you the truth, when we started, we were a little bit divided, because there are people who had in mind to reduce the number of meetings, for example, per year. Others wanted to reduce the duration of the meeting from 6 or 7 days to perhaps 4 or something like this. Also, when we started, there was another. If you want, people thought that it was better to have hubs to organize the meetings and not rotating among the world, around the world. This is the entry problem. The entry problem is that people came with different perspectives. But fortunately, through the work, we tried to converge and to find a common ground. And now we will present you our recommendations very soon, and you will see that it is a good compromise. It is a good way to evolve the meeting strategy and not to harm the image of ICANN or the inclusiveness of ICANN. I hope I answered your question.
This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes, of course, Tijani. Thank you very much.
other question.
Sylvia Vivancor from staff. I see Alejandro Pisanti would like to take the floor. Alejandro, go ahead, please. You have the floor. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Can you hear me? This is Alejandro Pisanti. Can you hear me? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, of course. Go ahead, Alejandro, please. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I would like to make a comment regarding what Tijani said about the duration of the meetings and the relationship or the relation of that with developing countries. Throughout the years, ICANN meetings have become longer in duration, both the ICANN meeting proper as well as some other meetings organized by the non-commercial stakeholder group and some other groups related to at large. So this means that we need to extend the work because we have plenty of people that want to attend all these events. And we have to agree, or different developing countries have to agree on this. So this is regarding the needs of people that work and also volunteers within ICANN that come from developing countries that can hardly leave their jobs to attend the event. And this favors the northern countries of, or the people that only go to the ICANN meeting per se, but do not have other work commitments. So in the interest of equity or equality, we have to monitor the duration of the ICANN meetings.
Thank you, Alejandro, for your remark. Tijani speaking again. I do think that there is a compromise to find between the duration of the meetings and the commitment of people who come to this meeting, to those meetings. We have to agree on something. The ICANN meetings have an objective, have goals, and we have to not to lose those goals. The ICANN meeting has several facets. First of all, the internal work of the ACs and ASOs. Second, the cross-community work. And third, the outreach, the social work or social events, etc. So we need to find a way to make all this work done without making the meeting very long, so that people will be disadvantaged because they are losing time in their work at home, and not to make it too short, to make the ICANN meeting meaningless, to make the work not done. This is the compromise we tried to find. And also, there was another concern that I didn't speak about. The first concern, why this review of the meeting strategy was done. It was because the meeting staff said that they have more and more difficulties to find venues that can accommodate so many people, especially in the developing countries. And the staff proposed to work in hubs. They wanted to choose Singapore and I don't know, another country in Europe, and to make them as a hubs so that most of the meetings will be done there. And we can make rotation only for the period of the rotation for the other continents will be longer. This has a lot of problems. This caused a lot of problems. The first one is the fact that there is not a real inclusiveness, because when you go to a region, other people from the other regions come if they have the money to come, if they have time to come. But if you go to their region, even poor people or developing countries people can go to those meetings. So if you restrict the meetings to some hubs, you will make the attendance very selective. This is one of the problems. There is other problems. Don't forget that those countries where you can find the large venues are the countries where the visa obtention is the most difficult. In Europe, to have a Schengen visa, for example, African countries, it is not easy to get it. This is another problem. So, as you see, there is a lot of things to consider, and I hope that you will get our proposal for public comments, and I hope that you will find our proposal constructive and helpful for everyone to follow the ICANN meeting without any harm to anyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. This is Cesar Blanco speaking from SAS. While we are waiting for Jose on the call, I would like to continue with the agenda. The third item on today's agenda is the Brazil Internet Governance Summit 2014. And I would now like to give the floor to Leon Sanchez. Now, Leon, you have the floor. You have 10 minutes to talk about this. This is Leon speaking. Good afternoon to you all. I would like to confirm if you're listening to me, please. This is Silvia speaking. Yes, we hear you fine. Please go ahead. Leon speaking again. Leon Sanchez speaking again. So in relation to the working group for the preparation for the Brazil meeting, I have recently sent a report where I have explained that we have had 8 meetings for the past 8 weeks, and these meetings, in these meetings we have discussed the different goals that the group has. The people who are appointed by the committees have participated, also people who are in the SLs and ACs. We also had people from staff and senior people like Fadi Shehade and others. And throughout the discussion that we have had in this group, we haven't really reached a conclusion, but we have reflected on the need that this group should become a group with a much larger version than just the meeting in Brazil. And there has been a proposal that this group work on the role that ICANN should have around the internet governance, and to provide some support or to give some constant positioning by this group to staff and the ICANN senior staff. These are the positions that should be stated on behalf of the ICANN communities. I have sent some links. In one of them, you can see the draft of the group charter. It still is on a very early phase. We are working a lot on this. And you can see here what are the decisions that we can make, especially what has been the way to link the work of the working group with the different communities. And the way in which the group should issue its recommendations or its opinions in relation to the work being conducted. We are also working on a definitions document whose link is also, I have also sent to the mailing list. We are asking for collaboration from all interested parties to see if we can define different concepts that are relevant, both for the task that the group will conduct as well as the scope of the recommendations made by the group. Today, participation is restricted only to members who are part of the group. However, any person can take part on the calls as an observer. And in the case of Lacrallo, I can be the channel to bring about the comments that we may have. I can serve as a liaison in that case. We are also planning to have a series of meetings in Singapore with respect to the internet governance in general and the ICANN concept within the internet governance ecosystem. One of them is being organized by the NCUC. This will be held on the 21st before the formal commencement of the ICANN meeting, and there are also some other mechanisms to confirm those who are interested and want to attend. There will be also another meeting. We haven't really defined the time when it will be held, but it probably will happen on Monday, though the time has not been exactly defined. The vision of this meeting is that it should be an open meeting with broad participation, but with the same tenor of the teleconferences, that is, only members who are part of the group will have active participation, whereas the others can participate as observers. There are several items to be defined here. You can check the link that I sent to the mailing list so that you can have a better idea of what are the issues to be defined. And evidently, I invite you that if you have any contribution and anything you would like to say, you can talk this about this, or you can mention this to me so I can add this to the list and extend this to the whole group. Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking. Can you hear me? Silvia speaking. We hear you fine. Jose speaking again. Is there anybody who would like to ask a question, to make a question to Leon? Okay. Thank you, Leon, for your participation. I see that Carlos has just raised his hand. Carlos, would you like to take the floor? Carlos Aguirre speaking, for the record. I just would like to ask Leon, what is the possibility for participation for those internet users who want to participate in this meeting? What are the actual possibilities of participating? Thank you. This is Leon speaking. Thank you, Carlos. Because this is still in a planning phase, I would not dare ensuring that it will be closed only to the members who are part of this group. The idea is to have these as open as possible, but I cannot really assure that it will be held that way. And mechanisms have not been defined for a broader participation. There is no doubt that when this is defined, I will update you so that those of you who are interested, and I'm sure you are, can participate in a broader way, a more productive way. Thank you, Leon. This is Jose Arce speaking. Alejandro? This is Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you, Jose. It is very difficult to understand Alejandro Pisante. We are talking here about the work for the Brazil meeting. We no longer hear Alejandro now. We apologize, but Alejandro's audio is very choppy. There should be no objection to this, and we apologize again. We cannot hear Alejandro. This is Leon speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. I will start with the group in the next session. I will add this to the mailing list. And when I have a response with respect to your suggestion, I will update you. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Leon. We are going to continue with the agenda. If anybody else has a question, please ask it. The next item is the update of the working group. There are several issues here. Let's see who would like to take the floor first. There was Sergio with the working group for the governance working group and the GPLB's working group. There's also the regional strategy. Sergio, are you here to talk about these two groups? Sergio apparently is not here. I don't see Sergio online. Could you please check if Sergio is connected to this call? Oh, okay. He sent apologies. So, would you like to take the floor to talk a little bit about the outlook of what's going on the strategy working group, regional strategy working group?
This is Devanant Lakshmi speaking. Can you all hear me?
If we hear you, Dev, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Regarding the LACA regional strategy, myself and Fatima have put together working on the communication plan. And one of the things that we've been doing is trying to put together a term and asking for assistance on is a template of inventory of ICANN resources. The idea being is that we will try to put together all of the information, because there's a lot of information available about ICANN and the various ACs and SOs, but if we just wanted to collate, put all of them in one location. Let me post the link to where persons can make their contributions. It's a Google spreadsheet. And if you could go to that link, you'll then see some of the links, such as audio links, video links, PDF reports, and so forth. So I invite anyone who wants to help put together this information to please go to that link and edit the spreadsheet. With regards to the rest of the communications plan, being the establishment of the website and so forth, preliminary structure or site A preliminary website structure for this website has been proposed, and it's also being currently worked on. That link will also be posted up on the wiki shortly by the end of this week for further comment. There has not been much activity I've not heard from any of the other activity on the other projects from the LAC regional strategy. So hopefully I think we want to have a conference call soon to find out more about what the other working groups are doing since the Buenos Aires meeting. Okay? I think I could stop there. That's it.
This is Jose Arce speaking. Is there any question? Alberto, I see you have raised your hand. This is Alberto Soto speaking. This is only one question for Dev. I have a lot of issues that I took from it, but my suggestion is to try to separate this by language. There is one single color for three languages and another color for two languages. That is, for those of us who would like to search and have some language issues, perhaps it would be nice to have this separated in three languages and three different colors. Is this feasible? Then as for the rest of it, I agree totally with your separation. Thank you.
This is Dave. Thanks for that, Alberto. Indeed, I will talk to Fatima when she is, she is traveling right now. But when she returns, we will look to take that suggestion into and implement that. Thanks.
Thank you. I see that Diego has a question here.
This is Dave.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Dave. I was just trying to make sure to translate it properly. Oscar, what were you referring to in Buenos Aires?
Issues. Diego? I'm sorry, Dave. There's still some issues here.
Oh, okay. I'll stop.
This is Jose speaking. So until we solve the Adobe issues, there is a working group, a leveling working group. I think Albert is the chair there. Can you please write it down on the chat room if you want to make a comment there? And if you would like to inform the whole region on the chat room what the leveling group is doing, and It would also be nice if you can provide us with the deadlines that this group has so that we can start wrapping up what we did last year. It's been some time now since then. So to continue with the agenda, item number 5, it deals with the Lacralo and LACNIC activities. There are several issues. I see item number 1. There is Carlos in the communications group. Would you like Carlos to take the floor? This is Carlos Aguirre speaking, for the record. Can you hear me? Okay. As you know, in June, we will have meeting number 50 in ICANN in London, and at the same time and in the same space we will be holding what we call the Atlas II meeting or the At-Large Summit. It's number 2 because 3 or 4 years ago, I can't really remember when, we had Atlas One in Mexico. The community, the at-large community, met together with representatives from different ALSs, and thank you, Cesar, that was in 2009. And the representatives of each of the ALSs met, and they had a very good discussion on key issues that are that concern the different users. And right now, we are defining the working group led by Eduardo Diaz Rivera, is defining the agenda to be discussed in this meeting in London. Within this working group, the Atlas II, we have also considered many, many items that should be included, and among them, one of the issues that touches me directly, because I am the chair of this sub-working group together with Natalia and Cecil and Carmen Sequeira from Paraguay, is the issue that's related to communications. This communications group encompasses and includes the generation or the creation of a newsletter and the creation of a web page together with imagining what are or what could be the souvenirs or the gifts to be given during this meeting. Now, in relation to the first item, the web page and the newsletter, we have had a first meeting of co-chairs, and we have established a few issues that we will try to agree together with the more than 20 volunteers we have in the group from all the regions, although we are missing some volunteers from the Asia-Pacific region. So if you know someone from that region who would like to work on that working group, just tell them to communicate with us and to join us, and they will be very welcome to have the idea or the impression to provide us with the Asia-Pacific impression and idea in this working group. Our first meeting, actually, will be held this week. Today, we launched a doodle to agree on the date and time for this meeting. So, for those of you who would like to participate, there are many members in our region who are involved in this working group, but we also welcome new members, because we have an important task ahead. So you're all welcome to our meetings, and when the doodle is closed and when we have set a date and time, I will send an email to the region to inform them when the meeting will be held. This will happen this week, as I was telling you, and we hope you will join us. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you in London in June. Thank you. This is Alejandro Pisante speaking. This is a question to Carlos and the rest of the people organizing the summit. I would like to call upon you so that the organization, the times and the places, etc., can be chosen in such a way that they do not interfere with the main activities and days of the ICANN meeting, because even though it is important to hold the at-large community together, this community has a task within ICANN, and this task can only be conducted properly by participating in the substantial issues in ICANN. Thank you. We apologize, we hear a lot of noise. This is Alejandro speaking. This is Carlos speaking. I will convey your opinion during the meeting that we will hold this week. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. I think Jose has lost his audio. This is Silvia Vivanco from STAT speaking. I would like to continue with the work agenda. The next item in our agenda is to discuss, I think we can actually go to number six, elections for the presidency and secretariat of La Crallo. Silvia Helendete has 5 minutes to talk about electing the chair and the secretary. Silvia Helen, can you speak? I think Silvia cannot really speak.
Okay.
So if you allow me, I will try to provide you with an outlook on the calendar. As was announced, you can see this on the wiki page, the nominations period has already concluded and we have the candidates who have accepted their nominations. For the La Crallo presidency, we have the La Crallo chair, we have Sergio Salinas Porto and Alberto Soto, and for the La Crallo secretariat, we have Humberto Carrasco and Juan Manuel Rojas. Both of them have been accepted, they have accepted their nominations. We will hold a 90-minute teleconference for questions and expositions of those candidates during this week. Then we will have 7 days to vote to express the will of the ALFs. It is going to be an online vote that will be held on March 8th to March 15th according to the rules of procedures that La Crallo has. And by the end of the voting period, the vote will be counted in accordance with Rule 12.9 of the Rules of Procedure of La Crallo. Elected authorities will hold their positions for a one-year term from March 28th, and this will happen after the meeting of Singapore. And their mandate will continue until the first ICANN meeting in 2015, approximately in March 2015. So please be aware to the 90-minute teleconference that will be announced for the questions and expositions of the candidates for the chair and secretariat of La Crallo this week. Do you have any questions? Please go ahead, Carlos. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking for the record. The only question I have, or concern actually, is that I hope the 4 candidates will be present on the teleconference this week, and so that we can ask them openly. And I would like to ask you, Silvia, because you are organizing and coordinating this teleconference, what will be the question method? Will we ask questions loudly on the teleconference, or we will send an email? How do you think this is going to be held? This is Silvia Herlin speaking. Silvia Vivanco speaking. The methodology needs to be coordinated with Jose Arce and Silvia Herlin, but because we have had similar things in previous occasions, you can send questions to the list, we can compile them, put them on the wiki page, and read them aloud during the teleconference. You can also ask questions spontaneously during the teleconference, but we can advance some questions and put them on the list, and we, the staff, together with the secretariat and Silvia Hamlin-Leite, we can put them on the wiki page so that they are ready for the teleconference. Sylvia Herlin is typing that it would be nice if questions can be sent in advance. So that they can be compiled. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking again. Is there any other question regarding elections? Do you in the English channel have any questions? This is Antonio Medina speaking now. This is Antonio Medina for the record. Good night to you all. Unfortunately, I couldn't connect on time. I had some communication issues. My question is, I would like to ask, that the chair, the outgoing chair and secretary and secretariat, that they can provide a general idea of what happened during the time when they were at the, when they held the chair and the secretariat. Thank you very much. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Can you please ask specifically what is your question or your concern? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. This is Antonio speaking. So I am trying to make a recollection. I'm trying to make a reminder because before Jose Arce and Silvia Vivanco became chair and secretariat of La Cralo, this is Silvia speaking, Silvia Vivanco speaking, just to repeat what you have said, you suggest some kind of reminder of what has been the time in which Jose Arce and Silvia Vivanco held the chair and the secretariat respectively.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. If there are no further questions regarding elections, I would like to proceed to item 7 on the agenda, that is the MOU between La Cralo and LACNIC and the next steps. I don't know if Jose, who wanted to speak about this topic, has worked out his audio issues. Maybe he can type his comments in the AC chat room. Jose Arce is typing about the MOU. Next week, the first draft will be ready for community comment. And Silvia Vivanco is asking Jose to provide a summary of what he wanted to say. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I see there are some audio issues. We cannot hear Jose, so I will proceed to item 8, that is ALAC news, so or updates. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is David Antilaksin speaking. Can everyone hear me? Just make sure.
Yes, go ahead, please, Dev.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. This is David Antilaksin speaking. The ALAC is currently voting on two statements. One was the draft criteria and process for selection of the multi-stakeholder ETHOS Award pilot program. And there was also a second statement, which was a review of the trusted community representation in the Root Zone DNSSEC key signing ceremonies. I know that there was a lot of contribution from Lacrallo. Apart from myself, there was Ida Nobila, Fatima Cabanero, Alejandro, all making very several comments on the statement that is now currently being voted on. In terms of new policy statements that the ALAC is now considering whether to look at it or not, one is the proposed review mechanism to address perceived inconsistent expert determinations on string confusion objections. So what is this? This is referring to is that as part of the new GTLD program, one of the processes by which applicants can file objections on was string confusion, that the string could potentially be considered confusing if the boat were deployed in the root. Now, what happened was that in two cases, some applicants filed objections to multiple applications for the same string, and the string confusion objector, in reviewing the case, made different determinations. The two determinations was on .car versus .cars and .cam, C-A-M, versus .com. And because of this perceived inconsistencies, the several principles have now been posted by the at-large, sorry, not the at-large, the ICANN board's new GTLD program committee. And that's what policy is about. The second statement that's also being considered is the translation and transliteration of contact information. Now, this is more of a request from the GNSO, which is currently undergoing a policy development process on whether to proceed with the issues report regarding translation and transliteration of contact information. Well, this is referring to, a lot of the contact information has been in the ASCII, which is, English characters. But as IDNs, which is obviously not using English, having been deployed in the root, and there is therefore a need for this information to be captured. However, improve WHOIS to be able to capture this information. There was an issues report that was posted sometime last year, and it's what the request is now is for us to make some comments on this issues report. So that's one issue that's been out for comment and for discussion by the ALAC as to whether to file a comment on that. I should note, a policy that we commented on, and in fact the ALAC voted on, I believe it was late December, was regarding the technical liaison group bylaw revisions. I know many in Lacrallo made a comment on this, and this was accommodated in a statement that the ALAC voted on in December. The ICANN board has reviewed the comment, and the ICANN board disagreed with our recommendations. It's stated, now just to confirm what our statement was saying, we express support for the intent to increase the availability of technical advice to the board and the effectiveness of the technical liaison group. And there were two proposals there that we said that the elimination of the technical liaison group liaison to the ICANN board not occur until a mechanism to seek regular advice from the technical liaison group was in place. And we also opposed the removal of the NORMCOM technical liaison group delegate on the basis that that removal would be likely to hinder the community outreach by the NOMCOM to the various technical communities. The rationale given by the board said that, two things. One, that the board has already reached out to ask for the technical liaison group to be filled, and also it said that regarding the concern regarding the NOMCOM delegate, the board noted that the four organizations that make up the technical liaison group were already engaged in community outreach efforts. So, and it, curiously, it also said that the action of removing the liaison and removing the delegate was anticipated to have a positive physical impact on ICANN and will provide a financial savings to ICANN, which I thought was very unusual. I think those are the key ALAC issues that are present. I'll stop now.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Dev. I would like to give the floor to Alejandro Pisanti and after that to Carlton Samuel. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Silvia. Thank you, Dev, for your comprehensive report. I would like to make some comments on the points you raised, especially the one regarding the DNSSEC ceremonies or signing ceremonies. I think that the draft prepared by Salanieta Tamanika Waimaro was very satisfactory because it reflected divergent positions, but reached no resolution. So we have to pay attention to that document to make sure that this is favorably resolved. So Dev and the other ALAC representatives, well, we have to task you with this specifically. Regarding the ESOS award, the way it is proposed or put forward, well, I think it is a little bit tinged, if you will, with being amicable and being cordial. It is focused on being collegial, but effectiveness and achievement, transparency in terms of conflicts of interest, well, are not given the same weight. And that would be equally important in terms of ethics, in terms of ethos in LaCralo, in ALAC, and ICANN in general. And finally, regarding the last topic that Dev very comprehensively described, that is the transliteration of IDN data in the WHOIS, well, I believe we have to ask ourselves, what is the LaCralo's, what is the interest of the LaCralo community? Because our domain names in our region, in Spanish, Portuguese, English, etc., are not really affected by this issue. However, we might wonder if there is a specific interest, because some people access WHOIS because of their job, and maybe they are interested in having correct and consistent transliterations of Hebrew, Chinese, or Arabic. And we have to focus or wonder how much representation do we need or dedication do we need from LaCralo. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alejandro, for your comments. I will now give the floor to Carlton Samuels. Carlton, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Sylvia, Carlton Samuels, for the record. I wanted to make a comment on the translation, transliteration issue with respect to contact data for registration director services. First thing, this issue has been with the expert working group on WHOIS. We've spent quite some time discussing this issue on two points of merit. The first one is whether or not we would disenfranchise users that use the Latin script in the event they are impacted by events from the IDN scripts, international domain name scripts, whether it's Arabic or Chinese or so on. The feeling right now is that there should be at least some effort to make translations available. And then the issue becomes, well, if that is a service, who would be responsible for providing it, and who would the cost of providing the service accrue to? We have not come to any decision on that, but you may have seen a lively discussion taking place right now on the ALAC list about these two particular issues. I agree with Alejandro that with respect to La Corallo's interest, it's not so much a direct interest to us, since most of the websites in this area would naturally be in a Latin script that we can all read, if not translate. But our involvement is not so much about websites that are provisioned in this region, but whether or not we could be impacted by issues that come from websites that are provisioned outside of this region are in IDN TypeScripts. So that's our only issue here. It's a small one. It's probably the risk is probably quite low. But that is something that we should bear in mind to decide how much we should invest in this issue. Thank you.
Good time.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Carlton, for your comments. If there are no further questions regarding ALAC, then we will proceed to item 9 on the agenda, that is ICANN strategy panels regarding ICANN's role in the Internet governance ecosystem. Alejandro Pisante, you have the floor. Go ahead now, please. This is Alejandro Pisante speaking. Can you hear me? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you. I will focus mainly on the strategy panel on ICANN's role in the Internet governance ecosystem. Carlton Samuels is also part of that group. We have worked very hard on a comprehensive document and an executive summary in order to explore, as we mentioned in our last call, to explore ICANN's activities within this context. In the document, we explore certain principles that could be the foundation for ICANN's evolution and for the evolution of other organizations within the ecosystem. And we present a very cautious, rational proposal. We are in our final editing phase of this document in preparation for publication, and surely it will be published in the coming days. Other panels have engaged in other activities. We have the panel chaired by Dev Novak. That panel has been very, very active, making several proposals, and the panel on public responsibility is also ready. And also the Identifier Technology Innovation held a meeting and a webinar and internal meetings, and this has been very interesting. Thank you, and I believe that Carlton can complement or supplement my presentation. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. I believe that Carlton has left the call. So next on our agenda We have the item 10, that is the meeting strategy working group that met in Los Angeles. Sylvia Herlane has typed a comment in the AC chat room. She's saying that Tijani spoke about this topic, that he summarized what went on in Los Angeles. And the first draft published by this working group will be published shortly, in a couple of days. So I believe that we can bring this call to a close. Before that, I see that Carlos Aguirre is raising his hand. Go ahead, please, Carlos. You have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. Thank you, Sylvia. Before we bring the meeting to a close, I would like to welcome new participants that join us. They come from Ajea Densi, Argentina, Gonzalo López Peña, Franco Moya, Candelaria López Castro, and also Javier Pajero. So I would like to officially introduce them and thank them for their participation as volunteers. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Carlos Aguirre, and I join you in thanking these volunteers on behalf of staff. I welcome the new members to the Lacroix-Lo community and thank them for their participation. Dev is also raising his hand. So, Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is David Antilexing speaking. I just want to mention, a reminder regarding the Community Regional Outreach Travel Program, or CROPP, C-R-O-P-P. Just a reminder that what the CROPP program allows for up to five trips within the region that could take place before June 30th, 2014. There are certain terms and conditions attached to this CROPP program, and you can find the links. I posted this to the list some time ago, and I'll post it again probably later tonight. But the important thing is that any applications to the CROPP has to be filed at least 8 weeks before any such travel can take place. And given that the deadline for when the travel can take place is June 30th, 2014, that means that really you only have time to really file something by the end of, I would say, mid-April. So the region needs to really consider any particular outreach effort it wants to go to. So that's one thing. Second thing, I know that there was an organization that applied to be a member of, to be an accredited at-large structure. Can I find out what the status of that application? Do we have to send regional advice, for example? That's it.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Dev. Thank you for your comment, for your reminder. Is there any further comment? Silvia Vivanco speaking. I cannot see the Adobe Connect room either, so unfortunately I don't see if people are raising their hands. This is Alberto Soto. I would like to take the floor. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Go ahead, please, Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. This is a personal topic or issue that was going to be raised by Jose Arce, but he's got communication issues. Today, he received the definite list of participants attending the meeting in London, and the former representative of my organization is included on that list, despite the fact that I updated my information in the survey. I think it was in the November or December meeting, ALAC meeting, that I noted that mistake. I noted that you sent out the survey to the prior representative who forwarded the survey to me on that very same day. And I completed the survey. Anyway, there is a mistake, or there must have been a mistake, because the prior representative was included on the list. So I really hope you can work that out. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto, for putting forth your concern on record. Please do send an email to staff, and I will immediately forward this to the people in at large taking care of this. So if there has been a mistake, we will do what we can in order to work it out. But thank you very much for that point of clarification. Silvia Vivanco speaking again. Well, finally, I would like to bring this meeting to a close. I would like to thank you all for your participation and apologize for any technical issues or challenges. I would like to thank all the new participants, the newcomers, and also the usual participants that are always joining us. Thank you very much, and we look forward to meeting you this Thursday at midnight UTC, sorry, for the La Crallo elections and candidates call. Good night. Thank you.